Davis. She had a brother named Jeff. I remember Uncle Jeff, he used to come see us. Had one named Jack, one named Joe, one named Will, one named Sumter, named after Sumter, I guess. He probably took it for Southern.
Yes.
I named after him. His name was Franklin. Sumter Franklin, they named me Franklin. Wade Franklin. My daddy was named Wade. Uncle Sumter's named Frank. I called him Franklin for a long time until I got old enough to object to it. Now, nobody knows I'm registered. I mean that I'm Franklin because even my Social Security don't have it.
Was she like a granddaughter, your mother, granddaughter of Jeff Davis, or
do
you know what exactly the relation was?
Well, she was, I don't know whether my grandfather was either a brother to Jeff, Confederate Jeff, or he was closely related to him, some way or other. I tried to trace it out and I couldn't find it out. How high it was. They got a highway up there in Mississippi, old Jeff Davis Highway, Jefferson Davis Highway. I started telling my grandson about it, named after my grandpa. Bill, he had to fit my boy. He said, why do you want to fill that boy full of all that crap? You know good and well you don't know whether that's so or not. I had a book on Jeff Davis, and I was going through the book, History of Mississippi, you know, and I had this picture in it. And I showed Jefferson Davis' picture of a little boy. He was about 10. I'll tell him all about his hold-up day. You don't want to tell him all that. You don't know that. You just think that. I said, you go around and tell everybody at school. I have to find out a way. He named him after me. He was in high school this year.
How many children do you have?
I have four and an adopted daughter. I have five.
Where do they live?
Bill lives in Meridian, Mississippi, the oldest one. And Mim lives in... Oh, I can't ever think of any of them. Wade lives in Tampa. Jim lives in Jacksonville, Janesville. He's working for the school board up there. The school board is, he's got a degree as a specialist in education and then a law degree on top of that. And he studied school law. So he's very much in demand of attorneys that understand school law in Florida. He's got to be a good one. So they brought him down there and gave him the job before he ever got his law degree because he was valuable to him as having a degree in specialist in education in his doctorate. So they're paying him on that degree, and then when he got his law degree on top of it, they let him go to school up there and paid him a fine salary, $20,000, to go to school and sit in his office about 3 hours a day. And so Jim gives me the horse laugh. I told him when he went back up there and studied law, and he had a principal of high school down here, Frank Gordon, and getting along fine. He had a championship football team. Everybody loved him. And he decided to quit, go back to study law. I said, how much you making, Jim? He said, $19,000. I said, you'll be a lawyer for many a day before you get $19,000. I said, you probably start out $10,000. You do well to make, be a lawyer 5 years when you make $25,000. He made a liar out of me right quick. He called me up and he said, Daddy, I'm going down to Gainesville. I said, I thought you were going to take your law degree in Tallahassee. You just got 3 more months before one more semester. He said, they don't pay me to.